Yeah, must have been a quiet day for news, that thing that didn't happen reported on. Wonderful. Now, I've got one here that's even as good as that. It's to do with Highcliffe, and they're trying to boost tourism out here so you can go there for your holidays. And they're trying to get music and flower festivals and beach and a Cliff Land train have been discussed in this campaign by local residents and businesses. Now, the Highcliffe Action Team, HAT, I'll say HAT again eventually, but recently held its first public meeting and had been given by backing by as many as 120 high street shops and businesses in and around Lymington Road. Highcliffe Castle has also shown interest in HAT and has encouraged more people to come to the shop and promote the village links to the castle with Selfridges and the family graves nearby at St Mark's Cemetery. Spearheading the initiative are Jane Dean, who runs a public relations company in Highcliffe, and economic and development officers from Christchurch and East Dorset Council. Jane said, "We want to bring people to Highcliffe, as it's an active and vibrant place to visit, and there are shops. There is so much going on in the village, with award-winning beaches, a range of more shops, more than people realise, the castle and its surrounding countryside, and it's only a minutes away from the New Forest. HAT hopes to follow on the recent success of the High Street Food Festival by increasing the number of visitors to the shops and surrounding areas. Take away the double yellow lines and you'll get more people."